My name is Noura Budaya. I'm 22 years old and I study journalism and media at the Islamic University of Gaza. I do not have my certificate yet because I did not pay all the university tuition. Of course, the economic situation of the country is not helping me to pay and take it, but in case I worked, I would be able to pay.
Yes, Abu Hussein. Nothing happened to me at university and I did not know what to do. I went to get my certificate from university to apply for employment, but they refused to give it to me. I have to pay lots of money as university fees to get the certificate. I'm trying to make it as installments or anything like giving me a registration certificate or a transcript to be able to apply for a job at an organization or a company. They are totally rejecting that. Every semester from 2007 to 2010, I used to go to my father to have the term tuition. He would barely manage to get the money for the term fees. Sometimes I would pay for one semester and then would not pay for the next two semesters. This was the problem. The main reason I was not able to pay for the university was that I did not have the 700 dinars or half of that money or even a quarter of it. I did not have the money to pay for the university.
I work in the Islamic University Male Student Council. Many students come to the council and say that they have to pay 50 or 100 dinars because their certificate is pending. The university is not allowing them to get the certificate unless they pay this amount of the remaining fees. I think that the university has the right to receive all the fees from the students, because these students study at this university, and in return, the university receives the study fees. This phenomenon is popular among Palestinian students. Most of the remaining money is a little money, but prevents the young men and women from having their certificates and work to secure a better future.
Israeli occupation offenses against educational institutions in many places are continuous. They are almost daily. And this sometimes leads to casualties and to the destruction of the buildings that are still witnesses of the killing and damage.
We are in Beit Hanun, and it is a border area. It has got many schools. As you can see to my right hand, there's Hani Naim Agriculture School. When the Israeli occupation bombs empty adjacent places, this destroys the classrooms' roofs, the places where cows and chickens are kept, and the school's walls. This also causes horror and fear among students and teachers. So the school evacuates the teaching staff and the students. Thus, bombings directly affect the study time and the students' behavior and lead to influencing their study level as a whole. Students do not attend classes in case of Israeli bombings and breaking in this area. Hani Naim Agriculture School is called so after the name of a martyr teacher who was killed in one Israeli assault. The school itself was targeted and the teacher was killed inside.
In wartime and other times of peace, and whenever the Israelis like, they bomb many schools. Some of these schools remain unreconstructed. This is considered to have negative effects on education and the Palestinian population. There are many schools in the northern, southern, and middle provinces that had the same dangerous threats. These are schools of the Ministry of Education.
Ahmed al-Shukairi High School for Males has 850 high school students. This school is by the border, and on the 31st of January 2013 at 2 a.m., the building opposite to the school was hit by two F-16 rockets. This assault caused the damage of the glass windows of the entire school. Glass fragments were scattered all over the place and the school buildings were cracked.
As everybody knows, education is a human right wherever the person is. This is what the United Nations stated, in addition to other international entities and treaties dealing with human rights. However, this right in Palestine in general, and in the Gaza Strip in particular, is violated in many ways. It is violated by the bombs of the Zionist enemy that do not distinguish between anything. Also, there's the unjust siege imposed on the Gaza Strip from every side, especially during the recent period. This has completely stopped the building of schools.
We are now in the place of the two schools, Ma'ruf al-Rusafi School and Khalil al-Wazir School. Those two schools were removed because of the bombing of the adjacent Palestine stadium by the Israeli warplanes. This happened during the aggression in Gaza in 2012. Each school had more than 600 students. This means there were 1,200 students in total. These students were divided and sent to other schools depending on where they live. However, there are problems facing students, their teachers, and their parents because of the students' low level caused by the big number of students in classrooms, especially in the second shift. The students also feel exhausted and not focused in this period of time.
It is true that the siege stops constructions and limits some life fields, but those in charge of the educational institutions work actively on coming up with new ways. They aim at developing education and building human skills. For example, they added the Futuwa program that includes physical training and skills, which enables students to deal with difficult circumstances and trains them to be patient and steadfast.
This program is designed for high school male students, and there is a big number of students registered in this program. That is because the student sees his character and himself. The program creates a person with a strong personality, an honest character, with morals, talents, and good manners. Therefore, many people would like to join this training and attend the intellectual lectures. They would like to join the bravery camps.
Bravery camps are meant to make students aware of many things and provide them with cultural and social knowledge. They also provide students with physical fitness. This goes along with the saying, a healthy mind in a healthy body.
The bravery program made the Israeli occupation furious. Israel has considered such programs as incitement to violence and hostility. The creators and the participants of the program believe this is a Palestinian affair, and no one can interfere in it.
Joining the bravery program is a right of Palestinian students, the Palestinian society, and the Palestinian schools. According to the administrative reports we receive, we found that after the implementation of this program, the male schools became more disciplined and committed in behavior. Why are they standing against some exercises that make Palestinian students feel they are Palestinian, while they say nothing about the theology in the Israeli curriculum?
My ambition is to become a physical education teacher. After that, I may join the military service. It is known that our nation experiences wars, and this means that we should have conscription like other countries, such as the United States or European countries, in addition to the Zionist occupation.
From the depth of the siege, Palestinians try to rise and deliver the message that they are remaining to the Israeli occupation. This occupation is tightening the noose on the Palestinians and depriving many of those with general secondary school certificates from pursuing their study abroad or even in the West Bank. In addition, university instructors are not able to travel to participate in international conferences to keep up with the developments in education.
You know, it is very important for academic employees to contact their counterparts in other universities, attend conferences and regional workshops where they are introduced to the new sciences of their specialty. By the way, nearly 50% of the staff members travel to different places of the world every year to participate in these conferences. Lately, the university had to issue a new law that prevents the instructors from leaving the Strip. We say this with sorrow because, as you know, the Rafah crossing opens maybe for every month or two. Thus, we cannot take a risk because if any instructor were able to cross the Gaza Strip borders, no one would guarantee his or her return.
The reasons why I did not leave the country for education were two. The first was the economic condition. We know that when young Palestinians go abroad, they would need pocket money and will have to pay for rent, university tuition, and transportation. They would also need to buy clothes and all the needs of an average student. These expenses are much larger when a student lives abroad, and that was the first reason. As for the second reason, it was the crossings and their continuous closure. When Gazan students in particular want to leave the country to study abroad, the crossing closure would obstruct their return. After graduating from university, most of young men are destined to remain at home. This is a complicated problem that Palestinian students continue their study at university for 4 years, paying tuition and receiving pocket money, and then after graduation, students stay at home. This is a big problem and a dilemma that youth face, especially in Gaza Strip.
We know that there are not multiple job opportunities. Usually 100 people apply to a job and the institution only hires 10 of them. Well, what would the rest do? They will have to start their own project if they had the money, or they may become workers at any company just like many Palestinians.
Despite that, and despite the hard conditions and the crippling siege on Gaza, I advise all male and female students who study at university to continue studying. We are a nation that deserves to live and prosper.
There is nothing impossible to happen because this is life, and Allah gives everyone his or her chance. If there is no chance in the current time, chances come in other times. Sometimes, as long as the person is alive, every day for him or her is something new.
The Palestinian nation will never collapse and will never be broken. The people of the Gaza Strip, in particular, are ready to carry on with a full salary, or half of it, or a quarter of it, or even with no salary. That is because they define life in different ways. Life here in the Strip means Palestine comes before everything.